It's our high school girls track and field preview here on 1410 KGRN. It's time to talk HLV girls track and field. New coach this year for the Warriors and a familiar face. Dennis Phelps moves in place of Teresa Smith, who steps aside this year. And coach, I know it was sort of a last minute deal that they hired you to do girls track, kind of like boys basketball. But how do you feel coming into a new track and field season?
Well, it's been interesting and exciting. It's been a long time, and I mean a long time since I coached track. I coached track way back in my days when I was at Cornell. So I was in the late 70s and early 80s. So, you know, and I don't hesitate to tell anybody, it's been a long time. But, you know, Teresa had done a great job, but she has two young kids and just felt she didn't probably have the time to devote to track and to her young family. So they asked, and I said yes. I'm not sure I've learned to say no yet, but someday I will. But it's been a lot of fun. And the reason why I kind of said yes is I got to know some of these girls in girls basketball during the winter season here, and they seemed like a nice group of young people to be around. And so I thought, well, I'll give it a shot and try to do my very best. So then getting off to a pretty decent start, not much of a track season so far with the weather, but then we're all in the same boat there.
Absolutely. How are your overall numbers coming into the year?
We're the pretty small squad right now. We have about 12 girls out, and wish we'd had a few more. But right now, we're trying to we'll kind of go with them. Probably the biggest issue we've had right now so far is we've never had everybody at practice at once. So I'm really not sure exactly. I haven't seen our full team yet. So we have several girls that their families kind of take a little break between basketball and track and go a little trip, which is fine. Their families and having a great time. A little bit of sickness now going through. So we've had two or three girls the past several days have had some sickness. So a couple have been, one's gone and one's back. So this is kind of a trying time and just to try to figure out, who's really out and really what we can do.
Very good. It's good that comes right now, I suppose, and not like in the middle of the season. I think the biggest thing that I'm excited about with this HLV girls team this year is Haley Coates. This is her senior year. She's the state tournament finalist in the 100-meter dash. She's won a couple of medals over her years at state. Obviously, she has had battled injuries off and on throughout her career. So what's your outlook here for Haley coming into her final year of track and field at HLV?
Well, I think it's just about, you probably said it best, it's her senior year. I think she's really looking forward to it. She looks strong. She looks healthy right now. But track's kind of a fickle sport. You never quite know for sure. But she certainly can get out and go and had a great, great career so far. So we hope that will continue. She also qualified for the Drake Relays as well. So, we'll just have to see how this works. We can ever get outdoors and really get some good training. Our biggest problem is, we have a track, but our track's under snow, which many of them are. But then also our track is below the parking lot. So when the parking lot melts, it's all going to run down to the track. So I'm not sure when we're going to get out there. So right now we've kind of been in the school and in the hallways, in the gym a little bit. Those are just difficult areas to try to get any kind of training in. But we're doing the best we can. But she's really been a lot of fun to be around. Quite frankly, she helps me more than I help her. So, and I do appreciate that fact. She helps the young girls. So she really got, she's just one of those people that I think I'll really enjoy coaching and being around.
Yeah, well, it's great that she's taken up a great leadership role, and that's fantastic. And we're certainly hoping for good things from her this year. Who are some of the other girls that you expect to lead this team this year?
All right. Well, we have three juniors, Rachel DeDereek and Morgan Reinhart, got a chance to kind of get to know and kind of watch. And I think, got a little bit of speed to them. Seem to be good hard workers. Blake Weber's out. Haven't seen much of Blake yet. Kind of just trying to get her to, try to get her to practice and see what she can do as well. Then we have six sophomores. We have Kayla Jack and Leah Roberts, Carly Tim, Riley Tim, Olivia Van Wass, and Jasmine York. And these girls are a good, young, solid core of young runners. I think they're probably more in terms of probably more sprinters and 400 people, maybe a little bit of middle distance, but I don't see too much distance running in those young gals as well. But I think they're going to be a nice, good, solid core, and I hope they, you know, can show a lot of success and hopefully kind of continue to build the program in both numbers and success. And then freshmen, we have Cheyenne Tomlin, Shelly Tice, and Jalen Van Lander Clear, and just young gals, and just trying to get to know them a little bit, trying to kind of figure out you know, what best events they're going to be in and how they can kind of fill in and provide a little bit of depth throughout the meets we participate in.
Yeah, I mean, HLV didn't have anybody last year who kind of ran the long-distance runs. They've mostly specialized in the short-distance runs. I guess one disappointing aspect is that Macy Boots is not on the team this year. I was really looking forward to seeing her compete. She was a medalist in the 400-meter hurdles, finished runner-up the last couple of years, and unfortunately won't be able to see her in that event this year. But, I mean, you got to be excited. You probably got to try and find a way to piece together a 4x1, maybe a 4x2 relay team this year with Haley kind of running anchor there.
Yeah, we are. And, you know, really kind of philosophy, at least the philosophy I would have, is, you know, we're not going to be able to, you know, we just don't have the numbers to really double up a lot in events and score a lot of points or score a number of points. I think we can score points, though, in certain events, and I think that's kind of what we're going to look for, is try to put our gals, not worry so much about the total points, but worry about the events we're in. And I do think we could put together some, not only some strong individuals, but also I think hopefully, you know, several relays and maybe a medley, you know, if we can get a 400 runner in there and maybe even an 800. You know, I think push and test a little bit those waters a little bit and see where we're at. But I think you're probably really correct in that area that I'd really like to see if we could put together some several relay teams that could really compete and challenge in most meets.
Well, it's going to be interesting to see. Like I said, excited about what we can see with Haley, and you have a lot of young competitors, and I'm sure just getting the opportunity to get outside and get the snow melted. but like you say, everybody's in the same boat. But if you can get that opportunity, then you can see more of what you got.
Yeah. That'll make it a lot more fun. You know, it's just not much of a track season when you look out there. Either snowed or there's still snow on the ground. But you know, we'll all work through it. We do have an indoor meet coming up on Tuesday. We go to Wartburg, so we'll have a chance to kind of see where we're just give us a little bit of idea, and hopefully the girls are, you know, give them some ideas as well, because they're just kind of trying to figure out how much to work and how hard to work, you know, and it's just hard to do in the gym. And then
right.
I think we come back following Monday on the 18th, and we have our South Alaceta indoor as well. So at least we'll have two chances here in the next week and a half to kind of get put together something and probably more for me than for our girls, and they figure out just kind of where we're at and how I can start looking together to put together lineups and best events for our girls.
Well, Coach, really appreciate your time here on our Girls Track Preview Show, and best of luck to you and your Warriors throughout the upcoming season. Thanks so much.
Thank you, and I'd also like to, you know, thank Teresa. She's still about every day I go up and talk to her a little bit. She's been so very good to help and work with me and give me some ideas. And of course, got that old guy over there on the boys' side track, Kevin Smith, and of course he and I worked together all winter. The poor man has to work with me again during the spring, but he's been just so valuable again, and he's been coaching track for a long time. So every day between him and Teresa, they kind of help carry me, and I do appreciate that. Thank him so much.
And we'll be talking to Kevin next week in our Boys Track and Field Preview Show. But that's Dennis Phelps, head coach for HLV Girls Track and Field, joining us here on our High School Girls Track and Field Preview Show on 1410 KGRN.